Jesus had gathered a motley crew.
Around him he had gathered the lost and the lame,
the least and the last.
Around him he gathered uneducated fishermen
and educated tax collectors.
Within this band of ragtag followers, there were no priests.
There were no Pharisees.
There were no men of wealth.
There were no men of influence.
Jesus had gathered a motley crew.
Yet the grace of God had blessed them.
The grace of God had embraced them.
The grace of God had found a way to use their words and hands.
Words to express the new creation in Christ.
Hands to express the open hospitality of love.
Many came to see this man of God.
Many came to hear his words of power.
Many came.
Few remained.
Sell your wealth.
Give to the poor.
But the rich man could not stay.
He came.
But he could not stay.
Nicodemus came. He came beneath the shadows of night.
He came to see for himself.
He came to hear for himself.
He came to see and hear.
He heard a word of rebirth and promise.
He saw a man of truth and grace.
Nicodemus remained.
But many like him fell by the way.
Healthy seed that would never germinate.
Healthy seed that would never put down strong roots.
Healthy seed that would never bear good fruit.
Jesus had gathered together a very motley crew.
They were called drunkards and sinners,
vagrants and outcasts.
They were dismissed as wayward children.
They were seen as rebellious troublemakers.
They used the Sabbath to offer ministry.
While others let the Sabbath use them for nothing. They heard the voice of despair and offered hope.
They heard the voice of pain and offered healing.
They heard the voice of betrayal and offered trust.
They heard the voice of need and offered bread.
This was a word that could not be stopped.
This was a word that would move beyond the words of the Baptist.
This was a word that would transcend water with fire.
This was a word that would encircle the world.
But for now, it moved at the speed of walking feet.
It moved from city to city.
It moved from town to town.
It moved with the deliberate pace of one who knew his mind.
Of one who knew his purpose.
Of one who knew God's mind and God's purpose.
It moved from healing to healing.
From sacred touch to prayerful blessings.
It moved as a wave that could not be stopped.
A wind that could not be contained.
Yet all the while a lonely hill stood waiting to receive its guest.
Calvary stood waiting.
And it was only a matter of time.
A blessed entrance with singing and shouting.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
A blessed meal with prayer and foot washing.
This is my body.
Take and eat.
This is my blood.
Take and drink.
Be forgiven.
Embrace the abundant life.
Embrace the love I have for you.
Do for each other what I have done for you.
Do for everyone what God has done for you.
A promise was made in that small room that night.
A promise was made that would bear fruit like tongues of the fire.
It was a promise that came with a price.
It was a price that no one wanted to pay.
Jesus said he would be betrayed that night.
He would be taken away from them,
separated and apart.
But they should not worry.
They should not be anxious,
because God would send another.
A spirit of truth.
A spirit of grace.
A spirit of power.
A spirit of fire beyond water.
God would not leave them in their fear and sorrow.
Jesus would not leave them without his blessing.
My peace I give you.
My peace I leave you.
Let not your hearts be troubled.
Neither let them be afraid.
But Jesus had gathered a motley crew.
In spite of his words,
in spite of his promise,
they fled.
One denied him.
One betrayed him.
All deserted him.
But God would not deny him.
God would not betray him.
God would not desert him. It was just a matter of time.
Within hours that Jesus was arrested and tried,
beaten and bruised.
Within a day he was mocked and spat upon,
crucified and buried.
Within 2 days they had forgotten everything he said.
Within 2 days grief had numbed their hearts.
Within 2 days his death had destroyed their hopes.
But on the third day, their sorrow turned to joy.
Their grieving turned to celebration.
He was not dead.
He was alive.
And for 40 days, he dwelt among them,
eating and drinking,
offering and remembering.
He broke bread and they remembered.
He shared the cup and they remembered.
He talked of the Spirit and they remembered.
And in all these years, things have not changed.
In the breaking of the bread, we remember.
In the sharing of the cup, we remember.
Wherever two or more are gathered in his name, we will remember.
This is my body, broken for you and for all,
so you may have life.
This is my blood, shed for you and for all.
For the forgiveness of sins.
I will not leave you alone.
God will not leave you alone.
Someone will come after me and remind you of all I said and taught.
And so they waited. It was only a matter of time.
They selected Matthias to replace Judas among the 12.
And they waited.
They went about their daily business.
And they waited.
They held dear the promise of their Lord.
They held dear the light of the world.
They held dear the bread of life and the good shepherd.
They held dear this precious hope.
And they waited.
They waited as one who expects a guest to arrive at the door.
They waited as one who expects gifts beneath a tree.
They waited for the promise of their Lord to be fulfilled.
They went about their business.
And they waited.
It came as a wind that could not be contained.
It came as a sound that could not be stopped.
It came as fire and smoke and rested upon their heads.
Many saw it and embraced this wind as the promise of new life.
They hugged the sound as if their lives depended upon it.
Others denied the moment.
Turned their heads in disgust at such drunken behavior.
But Peter would not let them.
Peter would not let them diminish the moment.
Nor would he let them denigrate the memory.
Peter would preach and say, "Thus says the Lord.
I will pour out my spirit on all people.
I will show wonders in the heavens above.
Young men will see visions.
Old men will dream dreams.
Both men and women will receive my spirit.
Peter would tell the story of Jesus.
He who lived among you was crucified, still lives.
He who healed your sick and gave life to those who sat in the darkness lives forever.
God has raised him from the dead.
God has freed him from the darkness of death.
God has made death a servant of his grace.
And for this gift, our lives shall ever be changed.
We will not be shaken.
We will not be moved.
John came with water to cleanse our sins.
Jesus comes with fire to burn away our shame.
We may be a motley crew, but we are not drunk.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
And every ear shall hear these words of truth, regardless of their nation and their tongue.
Every ear shall hear that Jesus lives.
Every heart shall be lifted up.
And every voice declare,
Alleluia and Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed is he who died and lives forever.
Blessed is the resurrection and the life.
For we shall all die, yet we will live.
Recognize the truth of what we say.
Recognize the power of our words.
Recognize the grace already burning within your hearts.
Recognize Jesus as Lord of all.
And let the Holy Spirit come upon you.
Let it burn away your shame.
Let it cleanse you from your sin.
Let it possess your life with eternal hope and everlasting light.
Water was honored, and 3,000 were baptized.
3,000 who heard the word that they had not really heard before.
3,000 who thought their lives were complete and fulfilled.
3,000 who never expected to be touched by anything, much less fire.
3,000 joined the ranks of the transformed.
3,000 placed their trust in the grace of God.
3,000 experienced something so new they could not wait to tell others.
And neither can we.
The Spirit of God exists to this day.
The Pentecost of yesterday is transformed witnesses of today.
The fruit of the Spirit expresses our gratitude.
The presence of the Spirit expresses our faith. The peace that Jesus gave his disciples on that hallowed night 2,000 years ago
is still the peace we receive through faith today.
As the Spirit moves,
so does the power of our witness.
May God continue to bless us and keep us.
May God continue to give us the light of his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
May God continue to grant us peace for the day.
And hope for all that is yet to come.
May God continue to pour upon us the blessings of his Spirit.
As we recall the words of faith,
let not your hearts be troubled.
Neither let them be afraid.
God has touched us with his fire, and nothing will ever be the same again.